Reflecting on landscape painter Jimmy Jones' life, James Eaton admires the painter's passion for the Utah landscape.
He painted really the canyon country like no one else. One of the things that distinguishes a Jimmy Jones painting is that sense of depth. When you look in his work, you can see into the painting. He called being able to see through a painting.
Eaton says Jones' talent and depth of painting started at a very young age.
So you can see a landscape that he actually did when he was probably about 7 or 8 years old, and even see elements that he intuited then that he was using at the end of his life in terms of composing landscape. One thing, the way he used trees, the way he got a sense of depth in this second grade drawing, quite extraordinary.
Jones didn't start out as a landscape artist, but instead as a portrait painter.
Once he made the shift into landscape painting after his first successful show, he thought, I should try to paint the Grand Canyon. And so he lived there through the winter in a cabin about a mile and a quarter from the rim. That winter was a real turning point in his life as a landscape painter. He said, I found what I was meant to do.
Eaton and Jones were good friends before Jones' death in 2010.
Jimmy was beloved. He was maybe one of the best human beings I've ever known in my life. Besides being a great landscape painter, he was kind, he was generous, he was a great listener, he was funny.
For more on Jimmy Jones, check out Tom Williams' interview with James Eaton on UPR.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Robinson.